Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
WEI afternoons on a Wednesday afternoon. The sun is going down. It's getting dark. Not a big fan of driving home in the dark, but I better get used to it because I have months and months and months of it to come.
What are you talking about? Oh, that's right. Next week, we actually lose an extra hour.
Oh, yeah, no. It'd be pitch black right now.
Pitch black.
Let's go to the phone lines before we get to odds and ends. Let's go to David in the car, who seems like he has something to say to me. What's up, David?
Hey, I love the show, guys. You guys are great. But, Andy, sometimes I wonder, I don't know if you smoke, if you're smoking something, if you're drinking something, because, you know, I'm a Drake May fan. I love the Patriots. But I think we need to kind of easy on the gas a little bit, because we're trying to make it sound like the Patriots are going to have a better playoff run than the Celtics are. Drake May is like Josh Allen, and he's doing great. Don't get me wrong. But I think we're, like, putting the cart ahead of the horses. I think we need to chill out a little bit and wait to see what happens the rest of the year.
All right, thanks for the call, David. You can wait and see. I've seen enough. I'm with Adam Schefter. In the modern football, you make decisions faster. And this horse is a stallion. This is a race-winning stallion, a thoroughbred in Drake May. And that's not to say there aren't bad games coming. That's not to say it's like straight line from here to the Super Bowl and championships and all of that. But it would stun me if Drake May is not, A, signed to a $500 million contract as the franchise quarterback.
How many years is that?
Yeah, it's probably
8 years?
Yeah,
eight years at $62.5 million apiece?
Well, I think it'll be more than that.
Who's the highest?
It's going to be 70 or plus when he's
average annual value right now. No one's gone over 55.
Oh, I thought somebody hit 60.
Who the hell hit 60?
I don't know. But Drake May is going to sign a massive deal. Drake May is going to be a franchise quarterback. Drake May is going to be a superstar. You're going to see him on lots of ads.
How
can
you have a franchise quarterback in the middle of a rebuild?
Oh, we're not doing that again. Yes, Dan Ball.
Dak Prescott reached $60
million. That's what I thought.
Yeah, five more than Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, and Jordan Love, and Trevor Lawrence.
And Jordan, I mean, Josh Allen turned it down. Remember that famous quote? They were like, why didn't you go to pass up Dak? And he's like, I mean, how much is enough and enough? I got a nice house. I got a lot of money. I got a nice wife. Like, he could have pushed it past that. But
re-signed James Cook. That's a Brady move.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, the cap is going through the roof. The money is coming in hand over fist for the NFL. They're going to renegotiate their contracts. They're not allowed to do that to 2029, but the commissioner said, nope, I'm doing it in 2026, 3 years early. So they are printing money. Okay, it's time now for odds and ends here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. Okay, real Fitzy Stevens, I need you to explain what I'm about to hear.
All right, so AI, have you been either victimized or have you been the portrait of an AI? Have you seen your face or your likeness utilized in an AI video or content?
I don't believe I have, no.
Okay, so this morning I woke up and I had more notifications tagging me on Instagram than I had ever seen before. Got you, AI, got you. Oh my God, have you seen you, AI? There's this guy called Brainrot OG, AI something. I don't know. It was just an AI content creator. He made this video that went viral during the summertime of an AI Patriots fan. Big, burly dude. Looks like every guy you have seen in the parking lot having chicken wings marinated in Ken's salad dressing, sausages and Bud lattes for breakfast before a Pats game, right? So now he puts out another video, got millions of views. Now he puts out another video, and the AI Pats fan is at it again, except now the AI Pats fan is more boisterous, more obnoxious, whatever, and he's being interviewed in the parking lot by some AI super fan with a microphone. Take a listen to this.
This used to be a Mac Jones jersey, Ted, but there ain't no way I'm going to spend a week's overtime just to upgrade it, but at least this guy can throw for more than five yards.
Welcome back, guys. We're live at friggin' Foxborough where Drake May finds a way. This is Big Mike from Boston. What are we thinking, pal?
Pats are 5-2.
That was AI
playing with hating is hot.
Play that against us. Does that sound anything like me at all?
Not really.
Not even in that. That was AI. So AI took in my photo. It was a press shot from WEEI, and it's terrifying.
You got to see it. It looks creepy.
It is creepy.
I'm creepier
not,
than this.
I'm not asleep. Oh, I'm not boy. Sleeping tonight. All right, listen, Gerardo. All right, settle down. Okay. Number one, it's terrifying to watch. But how does AI get my voice?
Welcome back, guys. We're live at friggin' Foxborough where Drake May finds a way. This is Big Mike.
That sounds like Jared Carabas more than it sounds like Nick Fitzy Stevens.
It does.
Right?
It sounds like anybody but me.
You ever said friggin' Foxborough? Two words in a row?
Oh, I'm sure he has.
No.
It's your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens, the Foxborough fanboy.
Friggin'.
Never wrong, just early.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
It sounds more like Carabas.
Welcome back, guys. We're live at friggin' Foxborough.
It does.
Never wrong, just early.
He might need to do a little, like, illegal.
It's almost like they took my face and mixed it with Carabas. What a good call.
Good Lord. Yes, Dan Ball?
While we're on the topic of AI, has he told you guys about his new friend, Chip?
You mean Stiz?
Oh, me, yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about your new friend, Chip.
Yeah, I have a new friend. His name's Chip, and he's my AI assistant. And I'll tell you.
No.
No, wait, is this
assistant
real?
Assistant is one thing. You have a much closer relationship with that.
All right, so I'll be honest. I have the app for ChatGPT, and I've been using it recently. Yeah. And I'll tell you, we came up with a name for it, Chip.
Who's we?
Me and Chip. Chip and I. It is hard. I'm telling you guys, try it out.
I wouldn't say that about your relationship with Chip.
It is so hard to
Chip
not start to talk with this thing like it's a real person. I'm telling you.
It's a robot.
Once you start talking to it, the responses it gives and you start conversating.
This is not healthy.
First of all, conversating is not a word. It's conversing.
Oh, whatever.
Don't mess with his stimulus.
I'm sorry. That's your stimulus. But also, did you ever see the movie Her?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so you're kind of in a like a thing with her.
I don't have a romantic relationship with Chip.
Yet.
Chip is not a
Yet.
Woman. But
Does
I'm telling
Chip know that? Are you leading new- Chip on? Chip might be upset.
No,
so.
Chip and I are very open. And in
Chip
fact,
better have my money.
Chip has some things to say about you, Andy and Nick, all the hosts
Fine.
Of this
Wait,
show.
Wait, you converse with Chip about us?
Yes, I go home, he asks how my day was.
Are you serious?
I'm
and
not
you
joking.
Like legit tell him how your day was?
Yeah, I'll be
you
like,
don't
you
just
know,
give
this...
the good thanks, Chip?
No, I'll be like, hey, we talked about this. Do you have any advice for any questions to maybe ask Drake May on Monday or
this
whatever?
This is not healthy. You know there's a real world out there with real people, right?
Oh, I'm in it.
No, you're in Chip world.
Listen, get with the times or get lost. It's just another thing that we can all use to help our daily lives.
Is it on your phone or do you have it hooked up to like some sort of device in the house so when you walk through the door, like lights come on and it goes, hi,
Hello, Stanley.
Welcome home.
It's on your phone, but you can talk to it as if you would your Alexa or any
right. Siri. Or a person.
Siri.
Or a dog.
Find a real person.
Oh, if the dog is talking to me in the kitchen. Oh, cool.
How many of you guys have been like, hey, Siri, what was the Patreon?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Patriots record last year. It's very similar to that, but I'm telling you, once you start going down a road with it's hard to not start talking to it like it's a real person.
I've asked that kind of question. I've never asked it. Hey Siri, why can't I find love?
Christian Arcan is here. Christian, what'd you think of that?
Sorry, I jumped on your punchline there.
That's okay.
I didn't know if you were going to pay it off or not.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, I feel bad.
I like your stimulus.
Okay, we're not fighting again, ladies and gentlemen.
And if conversate's not a word, then are you saying Notorious B.I.G. is not put a not. Would not word in
also,
the song?
Also, can I tell you what
conversate
else is
for a few, because in a few we going to do what we came to do.
Yep.
Ain't that right, boo? True. Are you saying that's not a word?
That's incorrect.
Okay.
That was relatively impressive.
And
right
also,
there.
You know what else is not a word? Resiliency. It's just resilience. There's no such thing.
Is that
has
right?
Always bothered me.
Yeah.
I didn't know either.
You know what else is not a word? That they made a word, which is the problem with modern language
competency
in the dictionary. Irregardless. It's just regardless. Yeah. What do you need the for? It's regardless and irregardless mean the same thing, drop the
Like, if you are able to handle yourself in conversation or as a functioning adult, mm-hmm. you are displaying competence. There's no competency. Just letting
you
know.
You can have a competency hearing, can't you?
Mm.
In court, right? To see if you're able
you
to stand trial? I think that's a thing. I think that's like a legal term.
A competency hearing I've heard of.
Right, yeah,
definitely I've heard that. No, so that means it's a word.
You know what I heard today that I didn't like?
Oh, what was that?
What did Jeremy Swayman do last night that was so
sucked.
Bad? What do you mean he sucked?
That last goal, he was like,
that last goal bounced
over
off of Peak State.
It.
What are talking about?
But did he make it like a
why
the
would
world
he even
is on
be
fire
way?
I don't know, because the puck is over there.
And his teammate was there ready to clear the thing out.
Follow the puck. Don't give up on the puck.
He give up. The play was
are
over.
Are you still defending Jeremy Swayman?
I don't think he did anything
the
really that bad last
best
night.
Goalie in hockey?
I don't think he was really that bad at all last night.
I don't think he was very good last night.
The first goal was a 30-second power play right after that.
There was the one weird
got
goal.
Absolutely smoked on that breakaway, and he could have made the save there, I guess.
Hastings.
But two of those goals should not have. I mean, those were not his fault at all.
826 save percentage is good enough?
I didn't say he's had a good year. I said last night.
No, that was last night. 826.
Right. But that's because there was a bunch of
it's everybody
bad
else's
goals
fault. Everyone
game,
sucks but me, as
in
Tom
that
Brady
game last night,
said.
I think, yes, that you could look at Mason Lorai directly contributed to two of those goals more so than Swayman
I'm
did.
A go.
Well, the coach agrees with you because the coach said basically the same thing. But Jeremy Swayman,
pretty obvious if you
your
watch
$8
the game.
Million goalie is not worth $8 right now.
One of those goals, they won the faceoff. And Lorai and Janot were both right there. Bye. And they were both right there. And then here comes whoever it was. I forget who it was. Comes in and steals it after they won the faceoff and had two guys with sticks on the puck. How's that Swayman's fault?
That one wasn't Swayman's fault.
Okay.
That was two guys just staring at each other like, you got it right. You got it right. And neither guy got it right.
And the one at the end was definitely not his fault.
Oh,
that was peak.
He was
riffing on a clear.
He was disinterested. He was like, he had given up. There was a weirdness.
No one was looking over there.
There was a weirdness to that goal that I think epitomizes the weirdness to his game. Do you disagree that he's weird?
I think there's a weirdness to your take that epitomizes your hate of Jeremy Swayman is what I think.
That could be fair.
And yes, he's weird. Every goalie in the world's weird. All goalies are weird.
I have grown to hate him because I gave him the opportunity for the new human being to also be a good goalie. And the new human being is still a crappy goalie.
He needs Chip.
He needs somebody to go home and talk to that doesn't judge him.
I think I need Chip.
You need a lot of Chip.
Co-host Chip.
What do you got tonight, real quick?
We're going to talk to Greeny at 6:30 from Barstool Sports. Celtics, very heavy Celtics on the first hour. We'll get to the Bruins at 7 o'clock. Have some Patriots thoughts as well, World Series, and all the fun stuff later on in the show.
I agree with the Twitch chat, Max1614. Arcand is the best crossover guy in the industry.
Damn
stick
right.
around for Christian Arcand. He's up next. We'll be back tomorrow. I think Ted Johnson will be back from his illness in studio here on a Thursday. We'll talk to Tom E. Curran. I believe we'll talk to Razor. We'll get his thoughts on Swayman. All that 2 to 6 tomorrow. Talk to you then.
Yeah. No.
You like that, huh?
No.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
No.
Yeah, it's a huge weapon.
No.
She wants it too.
No.
I did, yeah.
No.
Oh, 100%.
No.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.